We pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Exodus, the third chapter. Exodus, the third chapter. You haven't said amen.
Amen.
All right. Exodus, third chapter. We will go to verse 6, 7, 8. Amen.
Amen.
Haven't said amen.
Amen, Pastor.
Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father.
Oh, yeah.
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. 8, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hittites, and to the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said, go unto God. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father hath sent me unto you. And they say unto me, what is thy name? What that shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
That I am. I like it. I am that I am.
I am
that I am.
That I am.
That I am.
The God is a good God, ain't
he? All the time.
What was it really this morning? Start us on our way.
Amen.
Even though Donald Trump cut off the snap program, but we still eating, ain't we?
Amen.
Ain't nobody in here home. That's a good sign that God is on your side. How many of you know that God will deliver? That's what we're talking about. He's a deliverer. He might not come when you want him to come.
He's
going
to be on time.
But he's always for your own time.
He's going to be on time.
I call him an on-time specialist. He specializes in them. He told Abram, not Abraham, but Abram, in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, and the 13th verse, he said, know for sure that you're going to go into a strange land for 400 years. And then he go on to say, they're going to hurt you in prison and all that stuff. He said, but I'm going to bring you out. That's in the 15th chapter of Genesis and the 13th verse. The Bible says that he told Abram, he said, when I bring you out, I'm not going to just bring you out empty-handed, well, free. I'm going to bring you out with a lot of substance.
Right.
Food, money, clothes, jewelry, and everything. Thank God.
Amen.
He's good, ain't he?
All the time.
Pay you, when you think you're, when you're down to nothing and you don't know how you're going to pay your mortgage, how you're going to pay your bill, why you trying to figure out God.
I already worked it out, man. I already worked it out.
I am. I'm talking about God now. The man that stepped out on nothing and
made something.
The man said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. And all things were made with him.
With him.
Oh. Now, I didn't think that was nothing.
That's right.
Maybe.
Not nothing.
I'm talking about God now. The one that put a hand on your head. The one that know the heart, how many times your heart beats. The one that know when you gonna go to bed at night. He puts you to sleep. That you don't. Let me tell you. You take that medicine. That medicine don't keep you to sleep. God puts you to sleep.
Amen.
You wake you up too.
All right.
Good in the morning. You wake you up. You owe him some praise. Y'all owe him some praise. The Bible says that everything that has a breath.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Not something. He said everything. That has breath.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm going to come to tell it. I'm going to praise him
while I got a chance.
While I got a chance, while the blood is running warm in my veins, because I don't know what's on tomorrow. You don't know what's on tomorrow either. But I know a man that can look way down the road.
Way down there. Way down there.
I know a man.
Way down there, fella.
Nah.
Way down there.
I know a man that took on the stars and on the moon and all this stuff and make it rain over here and it don't rain over there. I know a man that can put the, take the heat out the fire.
Go ahead.
What his name is? I am.
I am that I am.
That I am.
That I am.
That's all I'm saying. I am.
That I am.
But Moses said, look at here. Let's get into it. If you look in back up in the first part, Moses said, now, Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. Now, he was on the backside because Moses had to kill the Egyptian.
Oh, okay.
And you know, after 40 years, he's still dealing with this. And he was leading his father-in-law, Jethro's sheep, on the backside. But God can find you wherever you're at. I don't care if you can't hide from God. He's too big, too wide. You just can't hide from him. You got to come. Just to say, here I am, standing.
Need a prayer.
A prayer. I don't know about you, but I'm standing.
Need a prayer.
In the need. Even this morning, I'm standing.
Need a
in the need. I don't know about you, but I'm standing. Because I need him every day.
Every hour.
When I go into them jailhouses, when I go downtown, I need, I said, Lord, come go with me. Because I know everybody ain't for me. Everybody went for Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Amen.
He said, if you done it into a green tree,
amen.
But I know one man for me. That's God. He said, Eugene, I'm with you. Wherever you go, I'm, wherever your foot's trying, you're going to be a, I'm going to be a light unto that path and a lamp unto that feet.
That was it.
But look what happened. Look what he said. And Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Now, how is his father? Is his father-in-law? Because Moses, if I back up a little bit, back in the train a little bit, in chapter 2, Moses took up for his daughters.
Yeah.
He had 7 daughters to come to get water for the cattle. And Moses took up for them. The daddy said, why are you, y'all come home so suddenly? And they said, oh, we saw a man. They didn't know the man's name. They said, oh, we saw a man that took up for daddy. And, you know, I can just paraphrase what they're saying. And, but he began to say, why you didn't bring him home with you? Well, that's something to think about. You can
can't just go to nobody's house without uninviting. But that's what the priest of Midian, Jethro, said. But anyway, to make a long story short, in the Bible it was saying that he took up for him because there was some people there, some shepherds that was trying to bogart. You know about bogart? People like to bogart their way.
Oh, yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Some people like to bogart their way. Let me tell you something. God is no shorter what he said.
Oh,
yeah. He said what he means, and he means what he said.
Oh, yeah.
And so Moses went with them. And God blessed Moses to get a wife. Not a girlfriend, a wife. And her name was Zipporah. And he had children. And so now they have come and they coming to Jethro's house. But Moses had been in Egypt for 40 years. Because he had been killed a man. Don't tell me God can't use nobody. God can use him. He can use a trash can if he want him. But I'm just trying to tell you something that God is no short of what he can do.
Amen.
Because Jacob, which was his mom, huh? I don't know how she did, but in those times and days, Bill Carter, she made the back panther and left the baby, you know, down by the riverside.
Oh, yeah.
And so Pharaoh had already sent out a decree. Now, ain't that something? Ain't he cool like old Donald Trump? He said, if it's 2 years and under, kill it. And when he told in chapter 1, and then he called the nurses, they called the midwives, the Bible said, and told them, look, now if it's a girl, let it be. But if it's a boy, throw it in the Nile. That's something. How you going to do something like that? I can't do nothing like that. But anyway, to make a long story short. So, but the midwives feared God, and God blessed them with houses. That's in chapter 1. In chapter 1, verse 8, let's back it up. They say, that was a king, you not Joseph. He didn't care about the children of Israel. And then he looked and said, all them people was prospering and everything. He said, we got to get rid of them folks.
Oh,
huh? And that's how some people get on your job? We got to get rid of her. We got to get rid of him. I'm talking to somebody, man. It's the word now. Huh? Wherever you're in your own, you could be in the neighborhood. Everybody in your neighborhood ain't for you. If you name the name of Christ, everybody is not for you. They might say it, but they're for you.
That's right.
I know you. Title is right.
Amen.
On this first Sunday in November, we need to know one thing. If God for you,
who could be against you?
If God against you, who can be for you? Because he's against Franklin, he's against old Donald Trump. He just letting Donald Trump go a little long. But he's going to step in, and he's going to step in quick.
And he's going to be on time, too. He's going to be on time.
He's on time, God.
He's going to step in, man.
And look what it say. On the backside, he kept it. And now sheep, they ain't no grass over there. But they're on the backside of the desert.
Yeah.
And came to the mountain of God. He don't know where he had himself, old thing, but Moses was just trying to figure his way because he knew that he had done something wrong. I had killed an Egyptian Egyptian years ago. Was a supervisor. But now I'm trying to hide a bit because you know when you do something you ain't got called a while, you still gonna try to hide. Let's be real, come on to you. You gonna talk to yourself. Say, Lord, I've done something I know I ain't got no business doing, but
you're right.
Your conscience gonna be your guy. And that's the way Moses was. He was left for dead. God blessed him. Because let me tell you something. When he was left for dead, Pharaoh daughter and a maid went down by the riverside.
Amen.
Show you how good God is.
Yeah.
She heard the baby crying.
Yeah.
And she looked at the panel. She said, oh, that's a Hebrew child.
Ooh, all right.
Instead of killing him, God touched her heart to bless the child.
Because
she the one named him Moses. I think that's in chapter 2, around about that 10th verse up there when she thought. She said, oh, that's a Hebrew child.
Right.
And she named him Moses, for I drew him out the water. I do him out the wall. In other words, I'm going to take care of this child. Because if there's something about this child, let me tell you something. When God is on your side, when God is for you, and when God is in you, you got to be that child.
That's my Lord. He's my prophet.
And he grew up in Pharaoh's house. That's something. Now, Pharaoh had already sent him to be out to kill the child, but he grew up anyway. Because if God's for you, who can? I said, oh, Lord. Oh. And the angel, look now, verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. Now, the bush was there. God put a bush out in the land of nowhere. God can do anything. He'll put a doorway in no door. Come on now, let me be done. Why are you trying to figure it out? God has already worked it out. Why are you trying to figure out how you're going to pray? God has
already
And look what it says. And the angel. Now that ain't no anybody, that's an angel. But the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, in other words, behold, when he looked, the bush was burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. Wait a minute. That's too much sugar for a dime. And the bush was burning, but it was not consumed. In other words, the Holy Ghost is a consuming fire. That's what he told Mary Magdalene in 2017. He said, chapter 20, he said, touch me not, Mary, because I have not sent it to my Father yet. I'm trying to tell somebody, if you got the Holy Ghost in you, if you put it on quick, can't nobody do you no.
No
weapon formed against me.
With your prophet.
Your prophet. Every tongue that thou shalt hear, because you be condemned.
That's right.
Huh?
All right.
Look what it said. Look what it said. And Moses said, I would turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burned. He turned aside. He said it within himself. Because the sheep there, but they ain't, you know, they ain't paying them. Sheep is sheep. They spray away. They, you know, man, you know, y'all know how sheep you know, they dumb animals. They go where you leave them. You have to have the water to spear them in the right way. Sheep make sheep. He beating Jethro. That ain't his sheep. It's Jethro, his father's sheep. And they say, and when the Lord, look what it say now. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, now not one thing. He said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not here. Now don't come near, because God is holy now. We can't look at God in the flesh, because we'll burn up. It'll consume us. That's why in Revelation 12:22-12 say, I come quick and I'm going to have my reward with me. What's my reward? The chain that binds. Yes, sir. Like that. 22:12 Revelation. In other words, the Bible is saying that, and then he said, draw thy gear, put off thy shoe from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest where is
holy. Holy ground, holy ground.
God is holy all the time. Not sometimes.
All
the time. We serve a big and mighty and holy God. And I know one thing. If God is looking out for you and making a way for you, you should say thank you, Lord. Amen. You should wake up in the morning and say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you for another day's journey. So many people without food today, but you need to give God some praise. Say thank you for food this morning, because I could have been one of the ones without food. But thank you.
You're right.
They sung that song choir, Jesus is real. Real in my soul.
Yeah.
I can't stand it like them, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Jesus is real, huh?
Yeah.
Look what he said.
Coca-Cola.
He talking to him now. Got his attention. Moses is 80 years old.
Hold on.
Young and 80. Don't tell me God can't use old and young people. He can use anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody that want to be used, y'all say, Lord, here I am.
Yes.
Whatever little life I got, use it for your glory.
Yeah.
I might not have preached like Reverend Stevens. I might not have preached like Reverend Phil. I might not have preached like Reverend James Carl. But just use me in your service to do something. If I be a band, like David said in 8:14, he said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked.
That's your only name, the wicked.
Psalm 8:14.
Yeah,
no,
be
a doorkeeper. I'd rather be a doorkeeper
than dwell with the wicked.
Huh? Right, dwell with the wicked. I'm just telling somebody this morning that, Lord, I know you ain't, I'm not too old for you to use me, but if I go to the senior citizens place, I could tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah.
If I just go down, you know, down there. Or be a voice for Lord. Whatever I want to do, Lord, use me the little time I got left for your glory, for your majesty. Use me, Lord.
Use me.
God of you.
Yeah, he will.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yeah, he will.
Look what happened. And the Lord said, I have surely. That means so. That word surely means, oh, I saw. He saw it. He know what you're going through this morning, New Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm telling you, keep your hands in God's changing. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time. He's an on-time God. Why you trying to figure it out?
He said,
I have surely seen the affliction of my people.
Yeah.
You know the Jews was God's chosen people. Huh? Which are in Egypt. They had to make this brick without the straw. Now how I can go to work if I'm a carpenter and don't have a nail and stuff in the room and all
that? Can't do that.
Be kind of rough.
For 400 years now. That's how the Egyptians had them in bondage. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but if you might not even be in bondage like that. You might be in bondage on a computer. Oh, Lord. You might be in bondage or whatever it is you're in bondage with. Ask God to deliver you from it because you give us a deliverer. That's what Abraham said, isn't it? God will provide.
Amen. Will.
My Lord.
He says to New Jerusalem, I've seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. We ain't in Egypt, but we in Alexandria. I see what Donald Trump is doing. I seeing what the legislature is trying to do. I seeing what all them judges is trying to do. But I'm going to step in. When I get my own time ready, I'm going to step in. He says in Isaiah 59 and verse 1, my hand is not too sharp that I cannot say, and my ear is not too heavy that I cannot hear. But your sin, the sin is the first thing.
Separate from God. See? That love. He hates
it. Isaiah 59 and 1. Go read. My ear is not too heavy that I can't hear. And my hands is not too sharp that I cannot say. But your iniquities. I'm trying to help somebody now. You got to pull off the iniquity. How you do that? I'm trying to help somebody. Romans 10, 9, and 10. That if thou confess with thy mouth and believe
in thy heart,
you
shall be saved.
You shall be
saved.
But look what he said. And I have heard, and I have heard their cry. Them people been crying, and that's what it is. We crying about, Lord, help us in this day and time. They cutting off this, they cutting off that, they cutting off. Everybody look, they cut. Utilities going up sky high and everything else. But you know what we got to do in next year? We got to take our behind down and vote. We cry, but we got to go out and vote. Your vote is your boy. Some people, oh, I ain't going. They going to do. No. That ain't true. We got to go down there where we go and vote.
Because
Because we got a good, hell of an election coming up next year.
Oh, my God. It's going to be crucial, too. It's
crucial. I'm trying to help somebody tell you it's tight, but it's right. We got to get the right man in the seat so if we want to have some low utilities and all that, we got to get the right man in the office.
Right.
He comes here all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Get behind the man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a God-fearing man. I thank you, Eel. Let me go back to the text. I'm look what he said. But he said, for I know their sorrows. He said, I am come down. Now God has come out of eternity.
Yeah.
Into time.
Into time. Into time,
ain't that something?
Yeah, eternity time.
He said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Sometimes God have to do the impossible for us sometimes. Sometimes you have to get in God right and just say, Lord, I'm just going to see your great majesty. I'm just going to see how you made the sun stand still all day for Joshua. You open up the Red Sea and made him say, you open up Jordan River. I just want to see some miracle in my life, and I'm here right now standing.
Telegraph.
Of Christ.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says in James 5:16, you can't pray for fast fasting.
Very much.
Right. See, you got to be praying. See, they doing anything like Halloween Friday. Oh, they was, oh, I was like, Lord, look at the barbell. On the bar, I ain't on the barbell. You ain't on the barbell. We're on the straight and narrow. We ain't hooking and booking no more. No. So if you line up what Christ say do, he ain't gonna lie. Because the Bible say in 1 Peter 3:10, if a man say he don't have a sin, make him lie. God ain't no liar. No, he don't lie.
Because
he told Moses. He said, after I'm gonna bring them out of Egypt. In the 15th chapter, as I said before, the 13th verse of Genesis, God is sure about whatever God tell you,
he's going to do
it. He's going to do what he said. He's going to do it. I don't care who you is. I don't care how bad you are, how much money you got. Your arms is not too short to box with God.
That's right. You're right.
Pharaoh tried to box with
him. Oh, Lord.
God sent frogs. Made the water to blood.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Everything, right.
And then in the 12th chapter, I'm going to hear myself. The 12th chapter, there was a great cry in Egypt because the Bible said, he told the children, when you put the blood over the door, I'm going to come through Egypt and I ain't going to do it. It ain't going to take no all night for this. It takes, if God comes sudden, quick, he said, when I see the blood over the door, Miss Lottie, I'm going to pass over that house.
Yeah.
To the next house.
Yeah.
Ain't God good?
Yeah.
Don't even make a word. God, Lord. Let me go on and finish this thing out. Ooh, Lord, it's getting late. Look what it said. I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land. God gave you. He might not give you brand new stuff, but he gave you good stuff.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
He gave you good stuff. And so I want to tell you this moment. Whatever you going through this moment, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He may not come when you want him to come. But he's the on time. Come. The Bible says in the 14th chapter, I think it is, of Exodus, after he had them sent plagues to Egypt, he said, now it's time for me to show Pharaoh who I am. And whose I am. In the 14th chapter, Reverend Freedom, in the 19th verse, there was an angel dispatched himself and led him by a pillar of cloud by night and my pillar cloud by day. And God Almighty,